This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hedge funds and commodity traders have poured money into the U.S. grain markets as of late, pushing up open interest, volume, and prices in a sector that had previously seen limited action due to hefty supplies. Pro Farmers First Thing Today reports that while the inventory outlook has not changed, a drop in the U.S. dollar index and rise in crude oil futures have brought traders back to the U.S. grain markets. Open interest in soybean futures climbed to an all-time high of 860,000 contracts last Wednesday, a 23% surge from the month before. Also, last Wednesday, trading volume in corn and soybeans hit their highest level ever. In other ag news, agriculture spending takes nearly $500 million cut in the proposed fiscal 2017 spending bill. However, key farm safety net programs would remain intact. The proposed spending bill includes $21.34 billion in discretionary spending, or $451 million less than this fiscal year. American Farm Bureau's R.J. Carney says there are no new cuts to crop insurance or mandatory farm payment programs, but as for others,
we did see some reductions in areas of conservation programs. The Environmental Quality and Incentives Program is receiving about $22 million less than its authorized level, and the Conservation Stewardship Program is going to be reduced by about 2 million acres than its authorized level.
On the plus side, Carney says,
the rural development programs, that's going to receive about $2.8 billion for rural development programs. This is an increase of $113 million. There's also been an increase in agricultural research. Ag research, which includes the National Institute of Food Agriculture, the Agriculture and Food Research Initiative, the Economic Research Service, and also the National Agricultural Statistics Service. In total, ag research is receiving just about $2.85 billion.
The bill has a long way to go before it gets to the president's desk, and Carney says Farm Bureau is fighting to protect Farm Bill safety net programs. However, given the election year politics, the big question, according to Carney, is whether or not Congress will pass a spending bill.
That is the million-dollar question. Speaker of the House, Ryan, sort of retract a little bit on his statements. I heard that he mentioned that he is no longer going to hold off on bringing appropriation bills to the floor while waiting for the House to pass a budget.
For now, budget leaders in both the Senate and House vow to finish all 12 spending bills. Carney says doing so will be a heavy lift given the elections and the calendar will be compressed by the summer conventions, fall campaigns, and November voting. And now we're going to visit with a member of the North Mac FFA chapter. The North Mac School District comprises the former Verdon and Girard districts, and Annie Iberson is the chapter treasurer. Annie filled me in on what the chapter's been working on lately and what she likes to do when she's not at school. Annie, let's start out by having you tell us a little about yourself, what grade you're in, who your parents are, and just some information about you.
Okay, well, I'm a junior in high school. My parents are Luann and Jim Iberson. I actually live on a farm, and I have horses, which we compete in rodeo, barrel racing, pole bending, and such.
And what town are you from, Annie?
Oh, Verdon, Illinois.
Very good. And you are a member of the North Mac FFA chapter, which that's who you're with today. So kind of tell us what your role is with that and some things that you do.
With the North Mac FFA, I am the treasurer, so I keep track of all of our money and our payments and our checks coming in and out. As a chapter, we definitely do a lot of competitions, and one of the most recent ones would be public speaking, which myself and another FFA member actually advanced onto district with our public speaking. There's a lot of different categories. My personal favorite CDE or competition would be horse judging. There's a lot of things for almost any member to love.
Well, congratulations on making it two districts for that. That's a great accomplishment. Also, something coming up, you have your FFA banquet. So kind of tell us what the plans are for that and who's going to be invited and what's going to happen.
Yep. On April 20th, we do have our banquet. We usually invite all of our FFA members and our families. We encourage them to come. We invite our alumni members and the Barn to Barn members, which help us sponsor us throughout the year. At the banquet, we usually retire old officers and induct our new ones. And we have our freshmen do the creed, the FFA creed, which is very important to all of us members. We hand out chapter and green hand degrees, which we all have to fill out and write essays for and go in. And they hand out a lot of awards for our competitions throughout the year.
Well, sounds like a really great banquet that you guys have planned, and I hope that all goes well. Also, you mentioned you live on a farm, you have horses, and you have a record book in FFA, and imagine that it is involved with horses. So kind of tell us what your record book is about, what you do, and just a little about your work with the horses.
Well, my record book would be on equine sciences, and the most challenging part about the record book, I would say, is having to record every hour you do with your horses. So every time I go out and I feed my horses, I brush them, I ride them, I have to record that in my record book online, and I have to say what I did, how I trained them, how they did. And usually when we go in at the end of the year, we show our record books, and I know that horses are one of the biggest events, the most members are in the horse business, and it all depends on how many hours you actually have. So I know that I usually rack up about 800 hours a year to work with my horses, which is crazy, but it's a lot of fun.
So with you said you go to rodeos and things like that. So kind of tell us what you're doing. Are you barrel racing, or what kind of competing do you do?
I used to rope and do everything, barrel race, pole bend, and rope, but I actually have decided that I liked barrel racing more. The faster, the better. So I do work on barrel racing and some pole bending. I do compete on both horses, which is challenging, but it's definitely fun.
Well, great. And is there a lot of traveling involved with the showing?
There is. Usually around the summertime is when things really start to kick up. The farthest I've been is to New Mexico to compete at Nationals with rodeo, which was a crazy long drive, but definitely worth it. There's a lot of ones in Missouri and Kentucky and Indiana, which is where we go to a lot.
Wonderful. Well, sounds like some great experiences for you. Today you're at the career fair. Any thoughts? I know you're a junior, but thoughts about what you'd like to do after high school, maybe college or a possible job?
I'm definitely thinking vets, something where I can work with horses or any animal in the ag business, but I'm still undecided.
Annie Iberson, NorthMac FFA Chapter Treasurer from Verdon. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.